Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man, it was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything. The beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far to... I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life. And it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Trying to make you stay. You told me that you'd never.
it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
All right, it's the digital diary for today, Thursday, February 17th of 2022. It's our show number 674. Well, first of all, the digital diary is our opportunity to kind of take you behind the scenes here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, tell you a little bit more about what to expect on today's broadcast. And I'm so excited. First of all, mid-show, we're looking at being able to give you a little bit, some weather updates. And then in the last hour of the broadcast, we have Mr. Trichology Cade from out in Kansas, who is back on the show with all kinds of amazing information to help you with your hair care. And so we're super, super excited. And of course, we're marching towards our big 700th celebration right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we are really taking a look. We've opened up the vault and taken a look at some of the amazing interviews that we've done over the years. So it's really listening back that we're doing. And then, of course, I've got some program updates you don't want to miss. 9 o'clock this morning, New York time, certainly go over to our HAIRadio.com and catch the latest over there. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. This has been the Digital Diary for today. Again, Thursday, February 17th, 2022, our show number 674. Enjoy.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child.
And tell me who say my name is around you.
Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with us is Dr. Pranique James. You know her well. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome back Dr. Pranique James. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Carrie. Thank you very much for having me on again. I feel like I'm back home.
You are. You're amongst family here. Well, listen, yes. I just wanted to say, first of all, it is our honor to have you on. I mean, you are the noted trichologist out there, amongst so many things, just that you're doing these days. But we go back a little bit. I want to say it's been a while.
Yes, it has. Now,
Dr. Pranique James, I want to say that I remember you, you know, you were part of the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, several years ago. It's been several years at this point. But let's talk about your career. Now, with trichology, that's a big thing out there. We always have to tell folks, because not everyone is still, even at this time, as familiar with what trichology is all about. So let's start at the beginning. Tell everybody a little bit about what trichology is all about.
Absolutely. Trichology is the study of the hair and the scalp. I work very closely with men, women, and children suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get their hair to a healthy state. So I actually take a holistic approach to overall hair health.
I see. And what does that approach include? Because when you say a holistic approach, what does that mean?
A holistic approach. I'm also a naturopathic doctor, and we take, again, the holistic approach, meaning I take approach from the body system. Our body has 12 different systems, so normally when someone comes in for hair loss, what I do is do a body scan, and what that does is it tells me exactly what body systems are out of range. So, for example, a lot of my women that come in, they have their glandular system is out of range. Now, the glandular system is the system that houses their adrenal glands. That's the system that helps them to sleep. That's the system that consists of, you know, the menopause issues stem from that particular system, a lot of your autoimmune issues. So if that system is out of range, of course, it's going to reflect in the hair. So that's what I like to do. We get to the culprit of what's actually going on versus just topically treating. So about a 97% of my patients that I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, is the major contributing factor to the hair loss. So by getting to that culprit, we're going to prevent them from, you know, spinning their wheels. Just like if someone has a circulatory system, you probably say, what does that have to do with hair loss? It has a lot to do with it, because if the circulatory system is out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair, because the blood, you know, of course, the circulatory system controls the blood. And if there is a blockage or inflammation in the body, The blood is flowing to the papilla. The papilla is what feeds the actual hair follicle. So, again, if there's a blockage, then, of course, that's going to block the hair growth and cause, you know, hair loss, et cetera. So, huge, you know, our body systems, that's a, you know, like I said, if it's something that's out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair. Our hair is the barometer of our health. So pretty much if you have some type of, you know, a major health condition or if something is out of range, it's going to reflect in the hair first.
And what did you say was that 97% in terms of some kind of diet deficiency, if you will?
Oh, absolutely. About 97% of the patients I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, contributes to the hair loss. This is, you know, just like if someone starts a diet, they may say, okay, Dr. James, I'm starting a new diet, you know, for the better, I'm trying to lose weight. You know, if you're starting a new diet, whether good or bad, you know, for the better or the, you know, the worse, is going to reflect in the hair because that's going to throw off your hormonal system. You know, your hormones. So if the hormones are out of range, then, of course, that's going to throw the glandular system out of range, which will reflect in the hair. So a balanced diet, you know, balanced hair care regimen, you know, eating a balanced meal, et cetera, making sure that you're getting your supplements in, et cetera, is major in achieving healthy hair because healthy hair is basic. So if the body is healthy, then the hair is going to be healthy.
It's hard, though, to get to that. That's why it's so important to have a great relationship with your stylist and a trichologist. Do folks need both?
I would say if the customer, say, for instance, someone came into the hairstylist and the hairstylist saw that the client was suffering from hair loss, then, of course, I would say yes. I would recommend them referring them to a trichologist. A lot of times when clients come in and they're experiencing hair loss or dandruff, you know, excessively or seborrheic dermatitis or any other, you know, psoriasis, any other type of scalp condition, normally the hairstylist would refer their client to a dermatologist. And, you know, not saying that a dermatologist can't help. Everyone has their place. But when they're sent to a dermatologist, dermatologists pretty much, derma means skin. Trich means hair. So if you send your customer to a dermatologist, pretty much they're going to recommend more so a synthetic approach, you know, cortisone injections, topical treatments, and solutions wherein they're not getting to the culprit of what's going on. They're just pretty much pacifying the problem. When you're dealing with hair loss issues, first you have to go in and stop the hemorrhaging. You know, I'm just kind of using an analogy here. But you have to, if you go in an emergency room, they can't operate on you until you stop the issue or, you know, you stop the hemorrhaging, then you can treat the wound. So that's the approach I take when I'm dealing with hair loss. You know, there's no one size that fits all. So I place my patients on a customized regimen.
Absolutely. And you can work in tandem with these dermatologists and these doctors. These medical doctors as well. So that's what's awesome.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, everyone has their place, yes.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about, I have to delve into hair loss because it's so huge. It's so huge. So I want to talk about some of the signs and for folks to recognize if they are suffering from hair loss. And as you mentioned, of course, they need to see a trichologist, of course. In most cases, but what are some of the early signs that they should look out for?
Early signs of hair loss, they would experience excessive itchiness or burning at the high crown, or if you are experiencing maybe a very small bald spot in an isolated area, like a perfect circle, that would be alopecia areata. That's normally caused by stress. So it affects the immune system, the autoimmune issue. So normally that will, you know, grow back once the stress is under control. But for the most part, if they're experiencing, you know, as I mentioned, a small bald spot that disappears out of some, you know, out of the blue, or excessive shedding or burning or itchiness uncontrollable in the scalp, then I would say yes, those are signs of early hair loss or just thinning, you know, thinning throughout the few, thinning, you know, the hair is thinning and it's like, okay, what's going on? So those are early signs of hair loss. And when you're dealing with hair loss treating the issue of getting to the culprit means a whole lot. Time is an essence when you're dealing with hair loss, because hair loss actually happens in stages, just like any major disease. You know, you have stage 1 through 4. So, of course, if you catch it in the earlier stages, you have a more of a greater chance of the hair being restored, or, you know, actually stabilizing the hair versus the hair progressing, you know, the hair loss progressing.
Exactly. Wow. So that's very important. And with, like you said, with anything, the earlier that you can catch it and detect it, the greater chance of success, or, you know, to make it a little bit better or what have you, better outcome, we should say.
Yes. Yes.
Well, listen, I want to talk about a little bit of this. And I remember from your interview here way back when, several years back,
but I remember
that you talked about, you know, the difference, because there was a whole thing where, and I just wonder, do you still feel that way today about that women kind of, you know, still kind of lag behind, so to speak, when it comes to reporting the hair loss as opposed to the guys? You know, we guys tend to, you know, kind of be out there a little bit, well, we were out there a little bit more with dealing with the subject of hair loss because of, like, male pattern baldness and all of this, that we kind of, it's just been out there and it's been almost anticipated and expected and almost accepted society-wise for guys. But for females, perhaps that might not have been the case or wasn't the case. Well, how do you feel today, and what do you speak to? How do you speak to that?
I'm very, I'm still pretty strong on what I mentioned, you know, the last time. Just as a whole, you know, women suffering from hair loss or hair loss as a whole, they're behind about 10 years, you know, behind with men. You know, normally their hair loss issues start in their 40s, wherein, you know, male hair loss starts, you know, many men that are, you know, suffering from hair loss or have early signs, you know, their signs will start in their 20s. But as for being more accepted, I would say yes, with the men, definitely is more accepted. However, with my female clients, they have more support. I feel like that they support one another more than men. Men are more private about it, so they're not going to have a conversation with another guy, you know, saying I'm going bald, I need some help. Do you know anyone that can help me? Or what type of treatments are you using for, you know, your balding issues? So women are more open about it within their circle, wherein men are more private. So anytime that I do a consultation with the male versus a female, normally when the male comes in and I express to them what's going on and I share with them, you know, what is needed to restore their hair, normally, you know, they take a little bit longer to make a decision. So what I actually do is I take a picture of the hair. Well, this is what I used to do. Now that we have more advanced technology, you know, back in the day, I used to just take like a picture, Polaroid picture, and just let it sit there and develop. And I step out of the consultation room, and by the time I come back, they've taken a look at it to see, because a lot of them don't realize that, okay, this is major, until they actually see a picture of what's going on.
That's right.
So now what I do is I offer a microscopic analysis where we can, you know, take a look at the follicle activity under the microscope. So that just kind of brings everything to real life, if that makes sense, so they can see exactly, you know, what's going on. And it just kind of brings everything in and gives them a clearer picture.
Like,
if that makes
that.
Sense, they can kind of see. Yeah, they can kind of see what stage that they're in, what's happening, you know, at the follicle area or in the scalp.
Wow, and that's actually very good, because then, but at the same time, it can be a little surprising. And I've seen some of those analysis, and boy, oh boy, some of those on the screen, it can really shock you.
Absolutely.
Well, I've got to tell everybody, and I love how you used to always talk about identifying the curl pattern and all of that. And I still think it's very interesting, and, you know, in terms of, you know, letting it help you to figure out what types of products and all that, hair products and all of that. And would you be able to just share that again with our audience, Dr. Breeny James? Just tell everybody again about the identification. That would be great.
Oh, absolutely. You know, everybody's into natural hair now. I think it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. So a lot of the consumers have went natural, and a lot of them are still product junkies. And you hear me talk about this all the time. They're just using any and everything on their hair. First of all, when you go natural, you still have to maintain the health of your hair, you know, making sure that you're getting your proper shampoos, conditioners, leave-ins, et cetera. However, you want to make sure that you are using a system that works in unity. And what's going to help to determine your outcome is identifying your curl type first. That's going to take the guesswork out of what products are going to work best for you. Just because you're seeing someone on YouTube doesn't mean, you know, and their hair looks great, doesn't mean your hair is going to turn out like that, you know, with the products that they use. So the first step, especially when you are completely natural, is to identify your curl type. Once you identify your curl type, whether it is, you know, in the three or the four, normally, you know, African-American hair is either going to be level three or four, then we have the A, B, C curl type. So, of course, the A's are going to be more of a looser pattern, you know, a straight wavy, and then midway B, and then C is a little bit tighter, okay? And then when you identify either three or four, that's getting more into the texture itself. But back to the question or addressing the question that you asked, once they identify that curl type again, that's going to say, hey, you know, my hair needs a little, if it's tightly coily, and of course you want to, say for instance, you're 4B, that's tightly coily. So you want to actually use products or a product line that's going to give you more elongation or stretch to the hair. Normally when someone is 3C, then that's a little bit more frizzy. So you may want to use something, however, your hair is more finer in the 3 category. So, of course, you don't want to use, like, your heavier creams. You want to use something that's going to give you flow, airiness to the hair, but also prevent the hair from becoming frizzy and, you know, dry looking. So you want something that's, of course, going to define. So you use more of your mousses and your setting lotions in the 3 category, and then when you get into the 4s, you can start incorporating your creams. And there are, of course, there are tons of products on the market, and a lot of consumers are confused. But like I said, once they determine what their hair type or curl type is, again, that's going to take the guesswork out of what they need. And the 4s, they'll use more of the creams, and whether it be something, you know, they want more definition or if they want more elongation, that's something that can be determined by looking at the label on the product, and it'll pretty much tell you or not this product is a defining gel or defining cream gel, or this is something wherein is going to give your hair more stretch, like a stretching cream.
Well,
and, you know, that's pretty much it. Once you identify, that'll take your guesswork out of, you know, what's going to work best for you. It just depends on what product line, you know, you want to go with, whatever your preference is from there.
Absolutely. What's great about it is that that's something that you can help to, you can certainly speak to your hairstylist about to help you with that.
Definitely.
Right? I'm just loving this. Well, Dr. Pernique James, we have to tell everybody. Now, folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I am on the line with, I call it the legendary Dr. Pernique James. I absolutely do. And you've just been with us at shows and just have done so much in the way of leading the trichology folks out there and also helping so many folks with your wonderful shop out there and the clinic and all of that. So now tell everybody, you are located where? Where are you located these days and all that good stuff?
Well, actually, you know, pretty much I've been global, and I'll get into that in a moment to kind of bring everyone up to speed. But my central location, I'm located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, in the Hampton Roads area. So that's pretty much my central location. But I travel all over the world, actually. I travel quite a bit from here, between here and Nigeria. So I've pretty much kind of went global now. So
I see.
Really
now, we've got a Yes, well, we have to say how honored we are. I mean, my goodness, you've done lots of changes since we've last checked in with you,
absolutely,
Dr. Pernique James.
So
now I want to talk about this new name, the Beard Huntress. You've got to tell us what that's all about.
Yes.
The Beard Huntress. Okay, I'm loving it.
You know, that kind of, I actually kind of I don't know how to put this, but I came across, it started out as a really fun project for me, but I didn't think it was going to go as far as it has went or taken me thus far. I started out with a beard care company, and I started treating male beards, you know, and it was quite different, you know, from my average day-to-day work that I do as for treating hair loss, et cetera. So I began to like it. I'm like, okay. And then once I start to brand myself as the Beard Huntress, why trust your beard to anyone else? And then with my logo, it's like, okay, I was getting all these bearded guys, you know, requesting my services. And then I'm like, okay, well, beards are is hair.
Exactly.
It's simply hair, same, you know. So I just took the same approach that I used towards hair loss to actually started growing in their beards. I mean, I would get guys to come in that had problem issues, balding spots in their beard areas, or they may have, you know, they had seborrheic dermatitis or even, you know, eczema or, you know, psoriasis within the beard area. So I just took the same approach, and I've had such success with this tier of my business to the point where, and I took it globally over to Nigeria, and I prior to the pandemic, I was due to conduct the Nigerian Beard Festival, wherein I had crowned, I was going to crown the Beard King of Nigeria. So I had a huge audience over there, and even here in the United States and even in Europe, just from the Beard Huntress concept. So it has definitely taken me really, really far and opened up a lot of other opportunities, and I love it. This is a fun project to me. And it's so rewarding to see the guys grow their beards out so healthy and so forth, and to see all this eye candy around me. I love it. I love it.
Well, this is where we are definitely going to explore all of that, especially on this end where we kick off our amazing beard magazine. We already know who we're going to first.
So excited.
This is going to be awesome. We're just so excited. And Nigeria. So talk a little bit about what's happening over there in terms of the hair industry. It's a little different than here in America, but maybe you can shed some light on that.
Oh, absolutely. My last visit to Nigeria, I actually went on a tour. I did more like pop-ups at your trying to get to know the market. It is quite different. It's a harder market. But once they get to know you and you brand yourself, they love you. They love you. They're very loyal. But it takes a little time to break the ice. Whatever you're doing, you know, whatever products you're recommending to them, they have to truly know that it works. And, you know, once you get a few people, like influential people over there, you know, getting them to use your product, then everyone else pretty much kind of falls in line, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I went over there. My goal was to research the market. So I connected with a lot of the beauty industry professionals, such as your barbers, your, you know, your hairstylists, a lot of salon owners, makeup artists, et cetera, and was very successful with connecting with them. My goal was to connect more so, like I said, with a lot of the influencers. And once I connected with them, it was like, okay, it just really took off. So the challenge over there is the hair care product is very limited. So when you bring a product over there that truly works, they're very, very receptive because they don't have a lot of options there. In addition, we actually did a survey to see exactly what they were looking for, what were their issues in the hair care industry. And, of course, the first issue or challenge was hair loss. They want that's in demand. They want product that's going to help the hair grow. The other issue was hair color. Those were the two issues. And just having a dependable, you know, hair care line, the weave on, they call it weave on. Of course, we call it, you know, tracks or, you know, weave or so. They call it weave on. That's very much in demand. And you would think over there they would charge more for braiding, but you can get a whole head full of single, tiny, tiny micro braids for like $20 wearing.
$20, did you say?
$20, yes, you can get, and they're very, very nice.
Wow.
We're heading over
to Nigeria.
Yes, everybody, like, let me get my hair braided. But they charge more for hair weaving, you know. hair weaving and lace, the lace wigs, the hair replacement units are huge over there. So, but for the most part, I love the market. It's a new market for me. It's a challenge. Right now I have a Nigerian hair care business group on WhatsApp that put together, organized, that's been very, very successful and is growing because I really want to reach the beauty industry. It's very important that they know that they're worth more than what they're charging. So I'm going to be offering a lot of business classes on how to, charge, how to brand themselves. You know, if they, like the barbers, they're cutting hair for very little over there. They're very talented. But they just need some help as for the branding. You know, a lot of them, I was talking with some of the barbers. I'm like, if you just add a little bit more, slow down, add a little bit more detail to your work, you can make a little bit more. You may reduce the amount of customers that you're servicing, but you could charge more. Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking forward. I'm going to be conducting a lot of, when I return, when they open the country, I'm going to be returning back, and the goal is to conduct hair or beauty industry summits, introducing the business and so forth. So I'm looking forward to that. I have a lot of projects that are on standby right now based upon, once everything opened back up that I've planned or put into action.
Yes, well, I can already see that the next year is going to be a huge, huge, huge year for you, as always.
Yes.
And
yes,
you're always planning some amazing things. So I have to say, what are some of the next big steps right away? What's this thing? If they're announced, everybody's open tomorrow. Are you going to just catch a flight on out of here, Dr.
I Jane? Am. Yes, I am. I'm on standby. All they have to do is give me the go. Yes, I'm
I tell you. Well, I have to say, when it comes to setting hair goals and talking about hair loss and working with these amazing folks over in Nigeria and working with the gentlemen in beards, we just say you stay busy. You really do. So we are just amazed. Now, how can our folks out there, look you up? How can they, of course, connect with you? Now, of course, they can do it through the Hair Radio Morning Show and our app.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you also tell them they can also catch up with you?
Well, one way they can catch up with me is via telephone. I can be reached at area code 757-914-5393. That's 757-914-5393. The second way that they can contact me is via my social media platform. Of course, my salon is Fruit of the Spirit Salon, so my social media platforms are also branded that way, Fruit of the Spirit Salons with an S, and that's on IG as well as Facebook.
Awesome. Well, listen, Dr. James, I have to say I certainly want to check with and see if there's anybody you want to shout out to today right here on our show.
Well, first, of course, I want to definitely give my mother a shout out. Without
yes,
her,
we love her.
None of this would be possible. Yes.
Yes. Big shout out from all of us here at the Hair Radio Show family.
Thank
we love her.
So,
but radio commercials as much as they do television commercials?
Maybe more so.
How do you figure that?
Well, in television, your tube goes a minute just before the commercial comes on.
Yeah?
That serves as a warning device to millions of people that they have a split second to get out of the room.
I never thought of that.
In radio, an advertiser can just sort of sneak up on you without any warning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you haven't noticed your car radio suddenly fading to black before the commercial, I mean.
And not recently, no. But can't you still walk out when the radio commercial comes on?
Not at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm. Okay, but do you think you can really make me pay attention to a radio commercial?
I just did.
Stop dealing with embarrassing hair loss. The Hair Loss and Hair Rejuvenation Clinic, located inside Case Design Team, has the latest technology in hair restoration so you can get your confidence in 100% real hair back. And by working with a licensed trichologist with the U.S. Trichology Institute and AMCA certified, a multi-therapeutical approach is used to diagnose and determine the best program for you. So book your appointment today. Call 316-789-0110 at Case Design Team at 718 North Baltimore and Derby.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Terry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines. It is my honor to bring back, after 6 or 7 long years, to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the one and only, let me just say this, she is the very first board-certified trichologist in the western part of the United States. Again, it's my honor to welcome back the one and only Dr. Linda Emerson. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show officially.
Good morning, Carrie. Thank you so much for having me back. I am truly, truly honored to be back and to share some information with your listening audience with you.
Absolutely. Well, I've got to explain, because this is the craziest thing in the world. You've actually, our listeners are familiar with you because we've been running the last appearance on this show for almost 10 years. It's been a long time. And I said, it's got to be time to bring Dr. Linda Emerson back to the show. And your information has helped so many listeners around the world who've tuned into the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for just sharing your knowledge and taking the time to do so with our audience.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, you did good. You did good. And I have to say, and one of my favorite things about this is we've been on, the Hair Radio Show's been on in different versions and variations for about 25 years. And the last version has been on for 6 years here on Blog Talk. However, you were on before that, technically. You were actually on before we even launched this show. And since we launched, we're up to about almost 550 shows. So that is just amazing. It's been a while since we've chatted. And even though I've been hearing your voice, so real good stuff. Well, listen, Dr. Emerson, let me go ahead and jump right on in, because first of all, you are a trichologist and a very respected trichologist. You know, long before it's become fashionable for folks to just call themselves, per se, you know, a trichologist or, you know, being in the field of trichology. You truly, truly have been leading the charge on healthy hair care. But I want to talk about, first, let's just, for the listeners who have no idea what trichology is, we have folks who are in the industry as well as who are not. And so, I'm sure, have questions. What is a trichologist? Share that with everybody.
Absolutely. The actual definition of a trichologist is an expert in hair loss and scalp disorder conditions. So we take hair science to a completely new level. So we're actually getting to the root of the problem microscopically, and we will look at a combination of internal and external factors. And there are so many contributing factors that may occur within an individual. That's why it's so important that it is a case-by-case basis. So I love what I do. This profession has really been very rewarding just to see the transformation which has occurred with men, women, and children.
That's right, because trichology can affect just about anybody.
Absolutely.
And as you said, and it's hard for us to really, I think the general public, I'll say, to really get a good understanding or wrap their brain around, because it's so, those factors are almost limitless, or whatever that word, innumerable. There's so many. But what can you say to start folks out? Because I think it's important that we first recognize that we have to take our hair seriously. And by our hair, I mean everybody. I mean, you have to really be focused on doing, taking good care of your hair. And what might that entail, Dr. Emerson?
Absolutely. Hair is a barometer of imbalances within the system. So when a person begins to see any type of physical changes with their hair, breakage, hair shedding, patchy alopecia, when it comes out in patches, these could be oval or round. If your hair texture changes, it becomes more brittle. If it becomes finer, if you just notice just a total change in your hair textures, these are indications that something is wrong. So hair is a barometer, and there could be, for example, there could be a change in medication, which can influence the change in the hair. There could be dietary changes as far as different types of weight loss options. And it seems like every month, Carrie, there's a new weight loss pill or product or procedure.
Or challenges, we call it.
Or a challenge, yes. And people are always trying to lose weight. They want the quick fix instead of really finding out, well, what is really some of the main contributing causes for this weight gain? Is it poor food choices? Is it, and I'm going to say this, they love sugar. We have consumers, they love sugar. So sugar in the metabolism, that can turn into unhealthy weight gain. So they're just different things, and it's a case-by-case basis. It could be.
Wow.
Another example could be lifestyle change. If there is someone who's going through a divorce or a separation, which can lead to depression, which can lead to, other factors in that manner. Lack of exercise. Consumers, we need movement in your body. You need movement. So this helps with not only your physical health, but also your mental health. So movement, not only exercising, walking. Walking is one of the easiest and cost-effective ways of exercise. So if you put it into your routine at least 3 to 4, even 5 times per week, be consistent with that movement, and you will be surprised at how your body will respond to weight loss. Also, your joints will get used to being more mobile, and it helps with your digestive system. It's just very, very beneficial.
I love it. This is the kind of information that we need to get out to everybody. Dr. Emerson, would you be kind enough to share with everybody, because a lot of what you were just saying, I was picturing in my head trying to match up the alopecias that kind of, can result from some of these things. And I said, maybe just spend, you know, give us a couple of the top ones, because I know there's so many of those.
Yes.
And there's some tongue twisters. So please take it away.
Okay, yes. Absolutely. Okay, so as you and I were talking about the traction alopecia.
Yes,
that
my favorite.
Okay, your favorite. So that
yes.
is definitely a very common disorder that I see. Now, with traction alopecia, that is excessive pulling of the hair, and it is most commonly from hairstyles and hair care practices.
That's right.
So many of you consumers, you love the braid styles. You want to make sure that the person who's braiding your hair does not use excessive tension, especially around the outer perimeter of your hair. If you braid your own hair, make sure you are very conscientious of not using excessive tension. And then we have the weaves, and then we have the lace front. Those are other things that also can contribute to traction lookalike. So when I say lookalike with the lace front, many of you are using bonding glue. You're using the tape to keep that hair in place. And then we have other adhesives that are being used, which should not be used on the skin and on the outer perimeter. And those types of ingredients can be very, very devastating to the outer perimeter as well. But back to the traction. So we have the weaves, and we have the braids, and then we have other types of hairstyles that cause a little bit of tension there so that the hair looks neat. But the number one thing I would like to emphasize is make sure that there is not excessive tension used in the outer perimeters. If you see any signs of pimples on your scalp, that is an indication that the hair is too tight with that particular hairstyle.
Why is it that we think, and I'm just saying, from what I've observed, and even in my, got my own hair done with braids and cornrows and all of that, but why is it that we feel that we want it to look like it's so, you know, all the way in our scalp, literally, like the more, the closer and the tighter it needs to feel that it's not, you know what I mean? It's not tight enough. If you don't feel it, that pressure, you know, so, and that is not necessarily a healthy thing at all to have that kind of thinking. So folks need to be aware of that, especially as you pointed out, and I love that, and that's the outer perimeter of the hair where
yes.
it is your, yes, very, very sensitive to. Because, see, once that, and this is what happens, because, and I think while we're on a subject, we probably need to speak to that, which is the hair loss, you know, where the edges, you know, is so critical.
Yes.
And so what are some things that we can tell and share with everybody that they can do long before there's ever a problem with their edges? Maybe what's the best way to always take care of your edges? And then for those who may have experienced some hair loss challenges there.
The main thing I would like to emphasize is stop being so focused on your image and consider the health of your hairline. You want to keep the integrity of your hair intact. And that is by not being so focused on the image. It has to be laid down. You know, a lot of people say, I've got to slay my hair.
Yeah.
Well, when you slay it, there's an excessive amount of processes, just to be, you know, using a common terminology that is very common that I see. So a lot of times also it could be the person who is either a professional or just a braider. A lot of times that's lack of their knowledge as far as proper hair care. They're more focused on the styling. The style looks good on their clients and other consumers. However, the health of their scalp and hair is not important to them.
Hmm.
And that has to be important to you, the client, or the customer, because it's got to be important to somebody if you plan on having hair.
Yes,
somebody has
absolutely.
To really, you know.
Yes, yes.
And that's
know,
the
definitely.
Thing.
Yeah.
Because my thing is also with the, you know, we're looking and we see all these wonderful images on TV, and as you said, we've been kind of focused on the imagery, not realizing that some of these styles may not be well suited for our textures. And that is really an important thing. Just because, you know, someone else has a style, it may not work for you. And that is really something that's very, very important. To get across. Every style is not for everybody because everybody's hair is different, I think, you know, or might react differently or whatever. But, you know, so thank you for that on Trichology. I love that on Traction Alopecia, I should say, and Trichology and Understanding. I love it. Now, you know, you are located where, Dr. Amerson? Where are you based out of?
I am in Arlington, Texas.
Arlington, Texas. Now, Texas has been making a lot of the news in recent weeks and so forth, weather-wise. So first of all, how are you doing out there? And is there anything you could tell us about the folks of Texas and during these weather troubled times?
Yes. Texas, oh my goodness. We had a winter storm that came in our area. And this is the first time that we've had below degrees that have ended our entire state with it impacted us. So, personally speaking, I didn't see a tree for like 2 days.
Mm.
And I did have water. I did light my fireplace. Yes, I had a fireplace, so I lit my fireplace. And I was able to, you know, sometimes you have to go into survival mode.
Right.
So I was able to heat my food in the fireplace to have my hot meals. Yes. Now I had some other food that was ready. I had some sandwiches and, you know, that I made, which was something quick. But I had made some homemade chili on that Sunday before everything was shut down. And I said, I want some chili on Monday. I said, how am I going to heat it up? I don't have any electricity. And so I have a fireplace, which is going to allow me to have some heat, and I used one of my skillets, and it was a done deal.
Wow. So you brought the old Wild West back to life. Oh, my goodness.
And I went into survival mode. Now, I did have an offer from a relative who lives in the area for me to drive
over to her home.
Yes. However, she's like 15 minutes from where I am, and I chose not to drive in those inclement conditions because there was ice everywhere. There was some snow, but there was a lot of ice on the road, and that just does not make for driving conditions to be very safe.
Dr. Amerson, I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and we have listeners all over the country and even outside of America who are tuned in and listening to you right now.
Yeah.
I don't understand what made this storm so gigantic that it caused such damage to Texas. Like, you know, we face storms all the time here, not by just making comparisons, you know, willy-nilly. But what was it that just made Texas so, you know, damaged and devastated?
Well, the main issue was the agency that was over the electrical system. They decided they were going to stop electricity in certain areas and do a control rolling type of electricity throughout the state, which did not occur. So initially they told us they were going to have like shut off the electricity for between 15 minutes to 45 minutes so that it would not overload the electrical system.
Okay.
Well, that didn't happen. So a lot of people lost power for, you know, some days, some people the entire week. They had no electricity. So
this was very unbelievable.
Yes. And then there's more. So at my home, that's what occurred as far as the survival there. At my business, I had two of my pipes that burst in my business, completely flooded my entire office.
Unreal.
So I had to, so we had to do the cleanup of all that water, and there was so much water throughout my entire business. But my landlord, I have a wonderful landlord, that we were able to extract it very quickly. The pipes, we were able to get those repaired. And so now I'm still in the cleanup process and trying to get up and running. But I will be temporarily closed for several weeks.
Oh, so you, wow. See, this
is
where
it's
unreal.
Yes.
Wow. And is it the state senator who was caught on camera trying to take a trip to Mexico that's all over the news? I said, the senator, elected senator, I was just in shock.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Ted Cruz, yes.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just floored by this story. And it, and believe it or not, as of this day, the story's not going away. They are keeping him on the hot seat on this one.
Yes, he's in
and,
the hot seat.
He's definitely in the hot seat and in hot water, literally, because I'm just blown away. And then, you know, blaming it on the kids. I mean, it's just, the story just is horrible from every which way. It's like the worst decision ever.
Yes.
Well, speaking of bad decisions, Dr. Emerson, and for you guys just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have just a wonderful old friend who you feel like just like a warm blanket, Dr. Emerson. You've been with us. You're so full of knowledge about hair loss and just so successful at what you do, and we just so appreciate you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've listened to you for many years. And so real excited to have you with us this morning. And to just remind everybody, you were the very first board-certified trichologist in the western part of the United States of America. How does that make you feel?
You know, it's wonderful. It feels wonderful to have inspired other, you know, other trichologists who would like to get into the field and see that there's a need, because there's definitely a need for consumers to get help with their problems. So I'm very, very honored.
Well, we are the true beneficiaries of this amazing experience that you have, and we're very grateful here at the show. Now, I have to say, I was about to lead into one of the biggest stories that is hanging around us. You talk about abuse. You talk about maybe some way that that women are under such pressures to keep, you know, to maintain and use different products and this and that, and just not being all that aware. And even if you are aware, but maybe not realizing that your hair, to me, I've always learned, the very first thing I learned, you know, 3 decades ago, if not longer, is that your hair is so precious. It's precious. So that's what I always learned. And anything that's precious, you need to take care of it. That's my opinion about it. But I want to come to the professional. We've got you on here. So Dr. Emerson, what can you say? You've heard about the Gorilla Glue girl. I'm sure everybody in America has heard about this lady. So what do you say? What's your take on the situation?
You know, I had reached out to her to try to assist her even before she, you know, was contacted by the surgeon.
Yeah.
But, and the first thing I said was there's got to be a compound that they need to find out what is the compound that's going to break down the active ingredient in that glue.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the doctor did.
Exactly.
But she definitely was very, very image conscientious, and she made a very bad choice, very, very bad choice. And even after the surgery, I've noticed in less than a week, you know, she got her hair cut, and she has another style, not thinking.
I saw
her scalp is still not healthy. she needs to allow her scalp to heal. And I would absolutely love to analyze the scalp. I have reached out to her numerous times. I would love to analyze her scalp just to see what the overall health looks like.
Yes, because I believe she's going to need, if I were in that situation, I think I would have a trichologist would be my best friend.
Yeah,
you know,
I
would even want to put anything in my, I would be scared to death putting things in my hair.
Yeah.
If I just really would.
Yeah.
I would literally have some version of PTSD or whatever they call it, because to me, this, you know, if this was huge, and really it signifies something, I think it means something that this story has gripped so many people.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I have to admit, at first I did get a chuckle from it before I knew all the stories and the factors and things. But I had no idea until I really delved into it what was going on here. And then I realized that we have a beautiful young lady who just really made a poor decision. And even if we know nothing else, haven't we all made bad decisions at some point in our lives? Haven't we all looked to have somebody say, now, maybe not this drastic.
No.
Because to me, when I saw, and she, from what everybody understands, and even from her own mouth, as we've heard in some of these videos, she knew exactly what she was doing. She made that decision. But and when I did my research, to be honest with you, the can of both of the can, you know, the sprays, the descriptions somewhat, In my opinion, were similar. Now, I'm not saying she misunderstood, took one for the other or whatever, you know, by mistake. She did. I don't think she reached and just grabbed the wrong can. But the descriptions, if you are thinking that you're desperate and something says, you know, it's going to hold things in place and you've used it. She admitted she's used it around the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she thought that that would be real good. She was just going to come home and wash it out. It doesn't quite work like that. As
no,
she found out.
Totally different chemical.
Totally
different chemical. Some things you do not use on your hair. No, that's one of them. That's definitely
one of them. Yeah, it's still because it's like it's hard to process for us. It really is. That's probably why the story just, you know, has so many legs to it. Because it is very difficult for us to put ourselves in that situation. It is. But, you know, but there are a lot of women who are looking, and men. It's not just the women. It's all of us. That I think from time to time we may think that we could just substitute products. And see, when I looked at this spray, the Gorilla Glue, in my opinion, and I just, again, being very positive about this company, because I don't know, you know, the company has been upright and in my opinion, but when I saw that they tell you exactly the uses, the proper use, and have pictures on their product as if you couldn't still figure it out by the words. So I couldn't see where it's anything that you could lay blame to these people, in my opinion. So, you know, that's all. But she seems like a lovely young woman who just made a poor decision, and she has, and in my opinion, I believe she's paid the price, because the internet can really make you regret coming and putting it out there, and, you know, so we wish her well, and the doctor, the surgeon who has, he's a friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we're going to shout out Dr. Obeng. Let me just go ahead and put that on out there. He's been featured on our broadcast, and he really and explained exactly what you just said and broke it all down for us and all of that. So we certainly wish her well and wish him well. And I love that she has tried to help his charity by donating the funds that she raised to his charity. And he deals with, you know, folks with the disfigurements and all these things. I mean, really heavy stuff for me. I could barely, like, make it through his site, you know. I'm not a doctor, so I could barely do. But I just love his personality and his, what is that, where that folks are always looking to help others. Like yourself, Dr. Emerson, not unlike you. So real good stuff out there.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you.
Yeah, so I just had to get it out there. Now, we started to talk about folks who are looking to embark upon a career in trichology. And so a lot of folks, again, not all, and I want to make this clear, because if you're not in the hair or beauty industry, you may not realize that hairstylists are not necessarily all that familiar with trichologists to begin with, but they are not trichologists just because they're a hairstylist. Can you explain all of that, Dr. Emerson, because that's an important point.
Absolutely, absolutely. In the field of trichology, okay, so there are different levels now that is available. When I first looked into this particular expertise, there was only one option, which was to become a certified or board certified trichologist. Yeah. So now I want your listening audience to know that there is a level which includes the hair loss practitioner.
Yes,
and then there's the certified trichologist, and then there's a board certified trichologist. So there are different levels.
Wow.
And I could use nursing as another example. There are different levels in nursing. Mm. So you have the CNA, and then you have
right.
the LVN, then you have the
registered
CNA, yes,
as well.
the registered, yeah. and then you have the nurse practitioner. So
that's right.
Just to give a comparison.
And I got to shout out nurses, because my mom was an LPN. She was a licensed practical nurse back in the old days. So
okay.
I have to shout out the first responders who are doing so much during this pandemic time.
Yes,
absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that.
Absolutely.
So, wow. So
there are different levels,
yes.
different levels, and you must go to school. You must attend a reputable school. Which has the program intact in order for you to take your profession to the next level. So a person must be a licensed cosmetologist or barber, and they must enroll in a school. So just because you hear the term trichologist, that does not mean that a person may have the credentials in order to assist you. And as you had mentioned earlier, Carrie, you know, some people are using the term very loosely now.
Yes. Yes.
And they may have been dealing with hair loss clients when they do different types of wigs or different types of hair coverings.
Right.
It's totally different. It's totally different. So they're covering up the problem, whereas a trichologist is trying to find out what has caused the problem and is there a resolution to the problem.
Absolutely. What I love about this, I remember decades ago, and when I first kind of got into and doing the hair radio show, I remember going to live events like Bronner Brothers and other shows, even like my own Hair Nation Expo out there years ago, long before, you know, I embarked upon doing live events for the hair community. I remember mentioning the word trichology, and the hairstylists had no idea what I was talking about at the time. I remember that very well.
Yeah.
And to see it come to where this, and I'm like, hold it. So, you know, so I love what you said about getting the credentials. And the other aspect, Dr. Linda Emerson, if you would be kind enough to explain the difference, because then we have to toss in the dermatologist. So how does the dermatologist, we got the hairstylist, we got the dermatologist, and of course we have the trichologist.
Yes.
So how does all this work?
Well, there's a specialist for every part of the body.
Yes.
So with the trichologist, it's a hair and scalp expert. Even though we do network with other professionals. So, for example, if a person is having a scalp infection, that's beyond our realm. So we will refer them to a dermatologist or the medical doctor for that. And then if a person is having a foot issue, they go to a podiatrist. That's not our issue.
And I got to shout out, our big sponsor is Dr. Yolanda Ragland, who is a podiatrist out there, and she does Fix Your Feet. They're hearing all the FixYourFeet.com commercials on our show today, so I just had to, she would never forgive me if I didn't mention that.
So absolutely. So we refer, you know, our individuals, some clients need referrals for different issues that they're going through, even a psychologist, even a psychiatrist for certain conditions. There's a condition known as trichotillomania, where a person pulls out their own scalp hair. This is self-inflicted. So the underlying cause must be dealt with by a professional, by a psychiatrist. Now, we can only help externally, but working together is how that person will get the maximum healing that they need. And that's the main agenda that I take under consideration.
Absolutely. And I love what you just said, working together, because, you know, I've had a lot of folks on the Hair Radio Morning Show over the years, and some come, and there's almost a confrontational attitude towards the dermatologist. And I've, you know, it's either us or them kind of thing. You know, not all, because we've had some amazing psychologists on as well, who certainly that's not what they subscribe to. But it's important that, that's why I love what you said. It's a team, and even for their stylists, everybody is on the same team, right?
Right, right.
Awesome. Well, now I've got to turn to your company. I want to talk about Dr. Linda Emerson. You have products. You have your own place out there to assist folks with hair loss. Please talk to us about your amazing business, Dr. Emerson.
Absolutely. So I have had my clinic now for 40 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
I love what I do, servicing men, women, and children who have issues with alopecia, scalp disorder conditions. We also offer different types of treatment therapies that are non-invasive. We've been very successful with transforming the lives of many consumers. We also incorporate two microscopes during the analysis. So we use a polarized microscope as well as a tricholoscope. So this is, again, we're using hair science to see what actually is deficient or lacking within the internal structure of the hair bulb and the hair strand that will help with that transformation. And then we also have our own exclusive product line. We have a manufacturing facility in Texas who manufactures our products. They have done a wonderful job with our own formula. And then we also love to give back. We host an annual scholarship. And this is for a young person who has been diagnosed with alopecia between the ages of 16 through 19 is our niche market. So either they're about to graduate from high school or are currently in the first or second year of college.
Sure, yeah.
So we give a monetary scholarship to them to help them with their education. They must be pursuing a continuing education, either college or a trade school of some kind.
That is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. So we are in our eighth year, and we're asking the public to help us spread the word. The deadline is May 31st. We will announce our winner in June, and we will do the advertisement from June through September. And in September is National Alopecia Awareness Month, and that is when we will give our annual scholarship.
I am loving it, and I'm hoping that you will continue to, you know, keep us abreast here on the air. We're going to be having to check in with you on this. I think this is incredible. And
thank you.
So beneficial for the community. So really good stuff in the students. Because, you know, we want to put our best foot forward with these, you know, these young folks who are going to help just make such a difference in, you know, in with the lives of the folks out there. So good stuff. Well, I'm excited. Now, I don't know if we mentioned the name of your clinic. Yeah, share with everybody the name and how we can find out more information.
It is LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. We do have a website, which is hairandscalpessentials.com, hairandscalpessentials.com. Please tune in to our podcast, which is on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Ask Dr. Amerson, and we're on dfwiradio.com. We are on all other social medias. You can find us on LinkedIn, on Twitter. We are also on Facebook. We have four different pages, but on Facebook we have a radio page, which is Ask the Hair and Scalp Doctor. We have our business page, which is Hair and Scalp Essentials. And then we have a group page all about hair and scalp issues. And then our other personal page is Linda Amerson. So please connect with us on our website. Oh, let me not forget my YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel.
Oh, Dr. Amerson, you've left no stone unturned. What is your YouTube channel? I love it.
Yes, thank you. So our YouTube channel is, just pull up Dr. Linda Amerson, put that in, and I will come right up. And you can look at some of our videos, our testimonials. On our website, we have a long list of testimonials we have received throughout the years, global testimonials. You can read about our magazines. We are journalists for over 74 national magazine publications. So some of you may have read some of our articles and did not realize that I had written those particular articles. Yes.
We are just loving it. And you know what? We're going to continue with these discussions, and we're not waiting 7 more years. We're not waiting. That's not going to happen. We're going to stay involved and on top. And I've got to let the listeners know, and maybe because, you know, we always run back to your amazing original interview here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, which we're going to get on at some point, either before this or after this today for our listeners. But it just reminds me that we have to really, you know, reach out and stay involved on a regular basis. I follow you. And you've got many followers of your own, of course. But I got to remember that, you know, we got to keep you sharing everything with everybody else in our audience. So I want to make certain and stay on top of that. Well, Dr. Amerson, is there anybody, before we close out today, that you'd like to shout out to? Or any last thoughts?
Anyone I'd like to shout out to? I'll shout out to two of my professors in trichology, Dr. Tariq Madjoun and Dr. Sandra Baldy.
Okay.
And
awesome.
Just to your listening audience, thank you so much for tuning in today. And just please take care of your health during this pandemic that we're going through. Wear your face mask. Please wash your hands and take all of the precautionary measures that the CDC and other health professionals are recommending. And that's how we're going to come out of this positively, because it is just unreal that to date we have, over 500,000
people
that have lost their lives.
Please
take care of yourself and your family, and take your supplements. And that will be my final thought today.
Well, that is just perfect. And there's nothing for me to add to that. Okay. I have to say, Dr. Linda Amerson, again, we just adore you and appreciate you here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you so much for keeping us informed and on all that you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You've got it. All right. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Stop dealing with embarrassing hair loss. The Hair Loss and Hair Rejuvenation Clinic, located inside Case Design Team, has the latest technology in hair restoration so you can get your confidence and 100% real hair back. And by working with a licensed trichologist with the U.S. Trichology Institute and AMCA certified, a multi-therapeutical approach is used to diagnose and determine the best program for you. So book your appointment today. Call 316-789-0110 at Case Design Team at 718 North Baltimore and Derby.
Hi, I'm Jossie from Jossie's All Natural. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Jossie's All Natural is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mists, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion, from roots to ends. Come on and visit me at www.jossiesallnatural.com. That's JossiesAllNaturale.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
We're back live. It is Thursday morning. It's February 17th of 2022. And so it's my great honor to have you guys with us this morning. Really exciting morning, I should say, right here on the show. We've got a lot to get to, so we were just taking a moment to kind of pull it together for you this morning. So in the way of something new, we're going to introduce you in just a couple minutes to another piece to this great puzzle that we're pulling together at the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm going to introduce you to our new weather contributor. Name is Press Play, so we'll talk to him in just a moment. We're real excited about that. And a little later in the show, we've been kind of devoting today's broadcast to trichologists. You guys just heard from Dr. Linda Amerson, and before that, we had Dr. Pranik James. Coming up a little later at about 8:30, it's our own resident trichologist, Cade. So we are just going to keep rolling in with the hair talk and so much more. We have a couple of announcements to get to in just a bit. We'll continue with this incredible journey this morning on the show, and I've got some big news to share in just a bit. So this piece that I just wanted to play a little snippet of this morning for you guys, this comes into us really, and I was so excited. So I'll play it. We'll talk a little bit about it. For you guys who were tuned in yesterday, I think this will all make sense. So let's go ahead and get the clip on. We'll talk a little bit about it in just a moment on the other side. It's very short, so take a listen.
Oh, man. It was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything, the beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far to... I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life. And it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth. And
all right. So that was the incomparable Captain Smash. So real excited to reintroduce Captain Smash to our fans of the show and all of that. And she was just paying tribute to the incredible work that coming on board with us has enabled her to do. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. She's going to be on Friday's show, by the way. She's coming back for a brand new appearance on Friday. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment or two. But first, I want to kind of go ahead and bring to the line, without further ado, Mr. Press Play, and we'll chat with him a little bit. Good morning, Press Play. Welcome to the Hair Radio
Morning Show. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too. How are you doing?
Doing great. Well, first of all, it's great to have you with us. Let me just go ahead and get that on out. I'm so excited to get to some weather this morning. The fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show have been waiting for years to bring this segment to life, and we've been able to accomplish that with this incredible young man. So I'll tell you what. First, let's go ahead and tell a little bit of, just talk a little bit about yourself for a moment, then we'll usher in the weather, okay? So first, give our listeners, tell the listeners who Press Play is.
Press Play is a artist, a musician, a audio engineer, a teacher of sorts. I've done a lot of different stuff for a long time, basically my whole life. Being only 26, I've spent pretty much my entire life in the studio, so that's pretty much all I know. And I'm excited to be able to get this weather for you. I'm excited to get this.
Well, yes. Well, listen, I will direct you to the weather. No problem. We're still digging into Press Play. That was the shortest bio I've ever heard. Oh, you don't get off that
easy here
on the Hair Radio. But wouldn't that be nice? No. We like to put you on the hot seat a little bit. So great. You're 26 years old. You love audio engineering and things like that, which we're so happy to welcome you to the show. You guys heard a little bit with the commercial we played earlier, and we want to say Derby, that's in Kansas, okay? So you guys hearing that commercial all the time, that's where that is. I want to point that out, and we'll talk a little bit more about Kate and all of that in just a bit. But first, let's hear a little bit more. So you're in Kansas. So what part of Kansas? Tell us a little bit, because that's not exactly known as the biggest market for, like, when you're getting into audio engineering, and I could be wrong. Tell me a little bit more about your area out there.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. Like, Kansas is probably not the best place to be doing music in, but I do get my stuff out there. There are other ways of, with music platforms and getting my stuff out that way. And, like, being on the radio with you, I can get my stuff out that way. You know, there's so many different areas and options that I have to be able to do what I want to do, and I love what I do. So I do have licenses for writing and stuff like that as well.
Okay. Well, awesome. Well, listen, now we'll let you off the hot seat. You did a great job, and welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We look forward to having you making contributions about the weather. We'll be kind of checking in. You'll be weaving in and out of our broadcast, which is awesome.
Please.
We have listeners from not just here in the United States, but we're hoping that you can kind of weave on in as well with our amazing international listeners over in Ghana, Africa, over in, Nigeria, in Egypt. We have folks down in South Africa. We have our amazing listeners down under in Australia and over in London and Spain and Italy and so many folks, and especially Canada. Let me also shout out Canada. We have a lot of listeners there. So just a lot of amazing things. So we're so happy to have you to tackle this, and then we'll talk a little bit more about what else is on the way. But that's a great introduction. So Press Play. I'm going to press play right now. I'm hitting the play button. So go ahead and take it away.
Good morning, Hair Radio. We begin in New York with cloudy skies with a low of 34 and a high of 45. For Los Angeles, we have some clear skies also with a low of 55 and a high of 61. In Dallas, Texas, there will be a light rain all day, progressing showers in the evening with a low of 63, and 66 will be the high of. Jacksonville, Florida, we have a clear morning, rain showers out in the afternoon and continue into the evening with a low of 66 and a high of 70. Seattle, Washington, starting with some light rain in the morning, and it looks like it clears up around noon with cloudy skies with a low of 43 and a high of 50. Kansas City, Kansas, got to represent my own state here. Bundle up, snow and ice is taking over the roads again, falling into tomorrow with a low of 9 and high of 22. So stay safe out there, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, man, this has been your weather update with Press Play on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm sure we'll get more here later, but yeah, that's pretty much all we got right now.
Okay, well, awesome, and awesome job, by the way, Press Play. Let me also just add to that. Here in New York, you guys know I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm just blown away. Today, it's going to be in the 60s, almost 70 degrees here, which is a very rare thing in the month of February. February,
right.
When I was a little kid, it was so cold. You didn't see 60 degrees until like May, and then you were lucky if you saw it then. So February, this is really, you should see everybody. Everybody's taking off their coats, press play here in the New York area. So we are super excited about it. And it's great to have you on board. Hey, hang out for a little bit. I've got a couple announcements. So we'll work you on in. So just kind of hang out a little bit with us this morning. So folks, it's great. Okay. It's so great job again. Let me just say that. Want to go ahead and take a moment to just say we're so happy to have you with us, of course. But I've got a couple of things I want to mention as well. And usually when we have a new voice on the show joining us here and there, we usually put you on a little talking tour and just kind of walk around a little bit, tell you a little bit what we have going on the Hair Radio Morning Show. As you guys know, we have not just the live three-hour broadcast, but separately, we have a 24-hour, seven-day-a-week Hair Radio Morning Show network. And I'm super, super excited because the network allows for our three-hour shows to be replayed, but also we get a chance to usher in folks who have their own shows. And we're real, real excited about that. So super, super good things are on the way for both the three-hour live morning show that you're listening to right now and the playbacks over at hairradio.com. One of the things I wanted to say, press play, is that we also want you guys to become members. So that's why I also wanted to hold you back a little bit. Make sure when you get a chance to register over at hairadio.com. It's free to be a member of Hair Radio. It's very simple and free. And the great news is, we get an opportunity to put so many amazing updates there that we can't possibly get to on the Hair Radio Morning Show each day. So wanted to definitely let you know, remind you to do that. And also, again, on this wonderful Hair Radio Morning Show tour this morning, a little later we were talking, well, actually, I should say we were kind of played a quick piece on Captain Smash. Now, this is brand new for the folks who were tuned in yesterday. Captain Smash was a part of this huge story not long ago with Runaway Horses, where she performs the services on the deceased individuals that she's been hired to take part to care for, so to speak, or provide services for. So all of that to say that so the story played out right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We had amazing listeners. Everybody was tuned in to this broadcast. But later we heard from one of the listeners to the show who shall remain nameless right now. They're probably tuned in, so we'll give them a shout out here. But they said, press play, are you ready for this? They said,
yeah, I am,
that it was likely the fault of Captain Smash that these horses dashed down the street. And, you know, and for those of you who are not familiar with the story, we have it on yesterday's broadcast, so you can easily listen back to yesterday's show, that especially across our social media, it's all been shared, and hear the story. It's quite an incredible story. So Captain Smash heard about all of this. Carbuckle, we'll say. That's a whole other word. But she heard about all this going on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and she decided to make a brand new appearance right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show to respond to all of this. So we've got the first Hair Radio Show Smackdown. We've got I'm so excited, and I can't wait to hear what's next. So tune in tomorrow, Friday morning. We have a very, very special, brand new appearance after 5 years. So you know Captain Smash is ripe and ready to take on all of this about this huge runaway horse story. So she'll be with us at 8 o'clock New York time, 7 o'clock Central, folks. So you don't want to miss this return to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to it. So right following your wonderful weather report on tomorrow's broadcast, we'll have with us the one and only superstar of the news media anyway, Captain Smash. He makes a big return. So really, really excited, and we're real happy about and real good stuff. So that's it for now. So we'll take a little bit of a commercial break. We'll be right back. Let's get on one of our amazing songs as well. Just stay with us, folks. We've got a little bit more to go here on the – well, I shouldn't say a little bit more. We're about half the show. And we got Cade will be up at about 8:30 New York time, 7:30 Central time with the all-new Mr. Trichology, which we're so super excited about. Okay, stay with us, folks. We'll get a music break, and then we'll have some commercials. We'll be back. All right.
Stroll down the runway, another payday, cover of magazine. And when they see me, they wanna be me. I am a fantasy.
Tech or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live
tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, you're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is my great honor to bring to the line, I have to say, she is a celebrity astrologer. She's all over the internet and in so many different newspapers. It's my great honor to bring to the line Magi Helena. Helena, good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Carrie, and good morning to your listeners. Hi.
Yes. Well, listen, I am just going to jump right on in because this is something that has been very important to me to bring to our fan base here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But first, I have to kind of break it down. What is astrology, but science-related astrology, if I'm saying that correctly? Please,
Helena, please. You're saying it just fine, Carrie. Basically, astrology is the observance of the planets and asteroids and so on in the sky, and figuring out how, if at all, these points, these bright, shiny points in the sky, influence us here on Earth. That's kind of astrology in a nutshell. What's really interesting is that although some people think there's lots of kinds of astrology, in fact, there's really only two kinds. Belief-based astrology, which all ancient forms of astrology are belief-based, and there's science-based astrology, which is based on statistical research. If you take, let's say, 10,000 couples and you run their charts through a data program, you can start to see the similarities between relationships that are happy and relationships that blow up. So we start with a hypothesis, just like any science, like, hey, I wonder if that works. And then you do the research to figure out if it works consistently or not. If it works consistently, you've got something you can really use. If it doesn't, hey, back to the drawing board. Start with a new hypothesis and you know, start over. So the type of astrology I use is based on this scientific model. If it works consistently and reliably, then we use it. Otherwise, we don't. So that what that means is we have accurate advice to give people. I'm not
That's
just making
not
it up.
Say.
It's not just some, you know, woo-woo belief. And I'm not against
right.
belief-based astrology. It just isn't accurate enough to give concrete, solid advice to people. And if I can't, you know, really be sure that I'm leading them correctly, I don't want to be leading them.
Well, I do want to ask you about that because it seems to me if, you know, the science, I just had not heard that correlation between, you know, the science being used to describe. I guess it's still a, you know, I've heard of the, I guess, is the belief-based astrology, so to speak, a lot more prevalent, I guess is what I'm driving at.
Yeah, it's probably about 99% of all astrology because one person says it, somebody else says, oh, that sounds cool, and then they use it. But there's no validity in the sense that it can't be proven. And so people have always regarded astrology as something to believe in or not, like it's some mystical thing. Now, I'm a mystic, and I'm highly intuitive, but the principles I use are based on scientific research. And so that then can't just be dismissed as, oh, I don't believe in that, because science doesn't work like that. People who say, well, I don't believe in astrology, I say, do you believe in gravity?
Wow.
Because it doesn't matter whether you believe in gravity or not, it's still going to work. You know, drop that apple, it's going to fall.
It's going to, exactly. Wow. Well, I have to say, we are just blown away here. And I have to start with Magi, Helena. Magi, mm-hmm. is, describe for us again what that title is. I understand it is a title. But tell us a little bit about it, because it was just fascinating on your website. But yes, please.
Oh, thank you. You know what? Magi is a title. I was awarded that title when I became certified as a level 4 Magi astrologer in 2002. And so Helena's my name. Magi is my title. And because I'm kind of an informal person, I'm not real attached to the title all the time. You don't have to use it. Just call me Helena.
Okay. Well, we love that. Magi, Helena. I love saying Magi. Okay, so that works for me. Now, I see a lot of this that you seem to be about to me. It's very different for me, and that's what really caught my eye when I'm just kind of looking through, mm-hmm. scrolling or looking through the internet for different things and coming up with folks to bring and introduce to our fans. I have to say I was really kind of surprised, and I think I saw something about on your website. Now, I guess, Helena, the first thing I should, since I keep referencing your website, please share that with everybody, if that's okay.
Well, it's MagiHelena.com. So MagiHelena.com.
Oh,
and I
awesome.
Do invite you to come visit me, and there's a nice little coupon you can grab and sign up for some freebies, too.
Let me tell you, folks, her website will blow your mind. I love it. It is, and this is true, it's very thorough, very clear, and it looks very helpful. And you start reading through some information, I think you'll be very happy and very pleased. So I want to ask you about, well, you're welcome. I want to ask you about the timing of what this means in terms of, talking about astrology. So why is timing so important? Because I've never heard that associated with it before.
Well, lots of people say timing is everything. I think a lot of people kind of intuitively understand, hey, timing is important. And yet nobody ever takes it to the next step. Okay, well, if it's important, how do I use it? So what I've tried to do is take it to the next step. Here's how to use it. Because here's the thing about astrology. Simple astrology isn't accurate, and accurate astrology isn't simple. And if I wanted to teach someone enough to teach them to really use this relatively complex system to get their timing, I might have to work with them for 5 years. So that's not that doable for the average person to go study something for 5 years just to figure out the best day to go to a salon for the first time.
Exactly.
So what I've tried to do is sort of fill in the blank and actually give people a tool that they can use based on this research-based system, tools that they can use to know, hey, when to go on a first date if you've got high hopes that this person could really be important to you, could really be the one. Timing can make the difference between meeting your soulmate or meeting a heartbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Timing makes a big difference in the day you get married. That chart of the marriage date will rule that marriage as long as those two people stay married. Same with starting a new business. Same with debuting a new radio show. Same with making an important appearance. So, and there's all kinds of different cycles. There's cycles that make you more beautiful and cycles that make you more ugly. So unfortunately, when we're in ugly cycles, we tend to look in the mirror and, sort of have a minor heart attack and then go, do something. So then you go do something under those same ugly stars that are influencing you to look your worst, and what you do comes out bad. because you're under ugly stars. So no matter how bad you look under ugly stars, you want to wait for your beauty stars before you go to that salon for the first time or you go get that Botox or whatever it is you're thinking about.
Right,
or
right.
Even starting new products, which are so expensive now if you want quality. You know,
exactly.
If you start that expensive new whatever under ugly stars, it's not going to work for you. It's not going to make you more beautiful. You want to wait till you got the beauty stars and then start that expensive new product. So those are some of the ways that we leverage timing. And I offer these instant calendars now on my website. They aren't free, but you can get one almost free with the coupon, the first
awesome.
One. But you can get a calendar for love. You can get one for career and love. You can get one for health and beauty. So depending on what you're interested in, you can get a calendar that shows you all the ups and downs of when to do important things.
Wow. Well, I'm loving this. Let me just catch everybody up. First, folks, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. I have a very special guest on with us today. It's her very, very first time ever being on our broadcast. And she's an amazing, very well-known, I'm going to say renowned astrologer, who I'm just blown away with her conversation this morning.
Oh,
so
thank you.
I want to again welcome Magi Helena. And, you know, we'll call her Helena. I want to welcome her again to the broadcast. Just really great stuff that you're talking about. Now, one of the things that really strikes me when it comes to, you know, navigating, you were just kind of, you know, a little bit mentioning about timing and all of that. And I want to talk about, you know, relationships a little bit. How important does it play, or does it play a part? Can astrology play a part in, you know, creating or building personal relationships that, you know.
Absolutely, Kerry. It
really?
Sure does. First of all, if you're in what's called Cinderella cycles, those are the cycles that can help you meet your soulmate. Those are incredibly important to know about, those Cinderella cycles and how many you're in, because you're going to use those cycles to choose the days. Like, let's say you met someone online and you're, you know, moving forward. Things feel good enough, you're moving forward, whether you're moving forward to want to meet them. Now, this doesn't relate to just a sexual hookup. If you're just hooking up, you don't need Cinderella cycles for that. If you want to hook up, but you hope maybe it can go somewhere.
That's the stepsister cycle.
Well, you want your sexual cycles, because there are sexual cycles, good sex cycles and bad sex cycles. So those are super important to know, too, you know, before you plan your vacation or plan the first time you're actually going to get horizontal with somebody.
Wow. Well,
but
I think
love,
this is our very first time having this discussion. But I'm loving it. Yes,
I'm not real shy at this point after all these years talking
see.
To people about what's real.
I'm loving
it. I'm going to go back, though. Thank you. I'm going to go back
please.
To Cinderella, which is about meeting your soulmate. That's the first step, if you will, of building a relationship and utilizing the stars. You know, what was the word you used? Leverage them. I don't know what the word was, but that's essentially what you're doing. This is a system that can help you if you use it. So, hey, I don't know that many people that don't want more help in life. We all need it. I mean, life is rough, you know. So, So heartbreak cycles, that's another kind of cycle a person can be in, are horrible. And people you meet under heartbreak cycles have a much higher probability of breaking your heart, and nobody wants that.
Wow.
So we
no,
want to know when
all.
We're in Cinderella and when we're not in heartbreak to meet those wonderful new people we're hoping to meet in person that we know online. That's the first step. Also then, people have each of us has a birth chart, you know, the chart of the moment that we were born. And your birth chart and somebody else's birth chart are going to interact together in predictable ways. If you understand the system. And I spent years, because the whole reason my calendars and my love compatibility reports were even born, as people kept saying, Helena, I need your help, but
yes.
I can't afford you every time, or I don't want to wait, you know, weeks to talk to you. I need to know right now, you know, I need something affordable. So that's kind of how I ended up developing these instant products. And with the relationship reports, I took a data pool of couples that I knew personally or professionally, and I knew the backstory, and I knew the outcome. And I started digging around for, okay, what algorithms, what equations can explain this relationship? And I spent years on it, but I eventually got there. So my reports can either give you a real cheap and expensive, quick, like, brief look at somebody you're just thinking about meeting maybe. How's that likely to be? Will you be attracted to each other? Could they break your heart? Are you likely to form an attachment with each other? Then I have a more complicated report that gives you all the potentials. You know, are you likely to piss each other off in this way, or are you likely to piss each other off in that way? How compatible are you likely to be, et cetera? So those things are pretty amazing. And I do offer, by the way, everybody, a 100% money-back guarantee on all my stuff, the calendars and the love reports.
Helena, that's what I was going to ask you about. How can folks get their hands on these reports? I'm raising my hand right now as well.
Yeah, go to my website, magihelena.com. Hit that coupon that will pop up and aggravate you in the first few seconds. But it will give you $9. And a love calendar, for example, a one-month love calendar is $9.99, so you can get that for 99 cents. Plus, I run freebies, and I'm running a double freebie about January 11th. I haven't finalized the date, but it'll probably be that day. So if you want a double freebie, be on my mailing list, sign up. There's a sign-up page for freebies, and get on there, and you can try some cool stuff for free. I usually run them every couple of months, and then all kinds of sales and specials and other stuff too.
Well, we are loving this. Now, that's www.magihelena.com.
That's it.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Absolutely. Well, I think this is quite interesting to me. And I love that you have these amazing reports, and you break it down for everybody. So there, you definitely can find what you're looking for on that website. And so really nice. Yes, well, I wanted to ask you my big question here.
Yeah.
What about, do folks always, first of all, are you like one of those, where the doctors or the lawyers, you always get hit up for questions about for information, just like free advice, so to speak.
Of course. You know, every professional does. And, I understand
people's
desire. And I also understand I spent way too many years struggling for money to not understand that some people need stuff inexpensive or free, because that's how it goes sometimes.
This is true. Well, you are just a delight. You really are. So listen, I am glad that we have, been able to make this awesome connection, and we want to certainly have you back here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, we'll talk and we'll get some things going. I think the fans, just going to love you this morning, and they're just going to appreciate all of the wonderful things that you bring. So listen, any closing thoughts? You're the person that we have to ask for anything you want to share in terms of looking forward or looking ahead. Any closing thoughts this morning?
Just pick your days carefully. We are in, obviously the world is in a bit of chaos right now. And
just a tad.
And one of the reasons for that is because Chiron, which is a small dwarf planet that a lot of people have never even heard of, but is actually one of the most important ones out there, affects so many parts of life. And Saturn, which is an old grump when he's in a really, really good mood.
Yeah.
It goes downhill from there. Those two are fairly slow-moving, and they're close enough to the same degree range that they and other Saturn midpoints are doing a lot of colliding in the sky right now. And anytime a Saturn or Saturn midpoint collides with Chiron, it's a heartbreak. It's a heartbreak in the sky. We have tons of heartbreaks in the sky. They started around 2020. That was such a good year. And they're continuing, unfortunately. So we have to be much more careful when we do our biggest and most important things, or even our little stuff like, you know, go to a salon for the first time, or go to a, you know, a cosmetic dentist, whatever we're doing, meeting a new person, starting a new job. We have to be more careful about our date selections because there's just more bad vibe in the sky right now. It just is what it is. It's not good. We don't like it. Nobody likes it. But, you know, you don't get ahead in life by not facing facts.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you, you are, we're facing reality with this, and thank you so much.
You are just so welcome.
You've made things a lot clearer, and like I said, we've got to get you back here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, especially as we move along. So thank you so much, Majai Helena, as our special guest today. Again, a wonderful, wonderful astrologer, and so much more. You do quite a bit out there, and you provide a lot of wonderful guidance for folks, and so we so appreciate it. And again, your website is MAGIHELENA.com, so we'll definitely send everybody there. Thanks so much for being with us on the show, Helena.
Carrie, I'm so honored. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to further conversations.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and we have a very, very special co-host today with us on the Hair Radio Show, the very great Darlene Alexander. Darlene, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. It is a pleasure to be here today.
Well, thank you. And with us on the line, we have another special guest. Her name is Dr. Darlene Cooper. And today's topic is on the subject of hair loss. And Dr. Cooper, we want to first of all welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. Now, the subject is on hair loss. Now, tell us a little bit about what your issue has been with hair loss. And tell our listeners about that.
Well, it's been a long lifelong problem with me off and on due to the fact that I've been on so many medications over the years since a child dealing with immune deficiency and later finding out that I had lupus at the age of 40. The medications I was on most of my life included steroids, anything that caused the tissue to or the immune system to greater itself. And just recently had two surgeries and more medications and more medication. I actually, at one point in my life, I had been put on so much medicine that I needed to get my hair done. So I went to the salon, and the lady had put the perm on, and I felt it was burning the heck out of me. But she said, just a little longer. So she took it off after a half hour, it looked like. Looked like I had hair. She blow-dried my hair, and the next thing I know, she had put it up in a sculpture, like, you know, fix it up on top of my head, and I went home happy. When I got to the point where I wanted to take it down, I took the pins out, and the hair fell out in clunks. I had no hair in the back, and this is the type of thing I've suffered with over the years. Just recently, like I said, I had two surgeries this year. And the medication is taking me off the Richter scale as far as the texture of my hair and how it lays. And I have pretty long hair when it is on my head. I met Darlene, and she introduced me to a product from Purity, and her conditioner and her shampoo set I purchased from her. And I figured, what could I lose? I was about to cut my hair completely off because it was actually breaking off right by the scalp. And she seemed to be very attentive to what's going on with my hair, and she said she suggested that I get her product. So I did, and without reservation, I used it. And I noticed a difference in the texture of my hair. First of all, when I put the shampoo on, it was like it was tingling in my scalp. And not only that, it had a great scent. I love the scent of mint. Following that, I used a conditioner. I left it on my head, you know, just to let it saturate into my follicles. And when I got ready to blow dry my hair, there was hardly any hair coming out. Usually when I wash my hair, there's a pile of hair when I'm finished doing all the procedures. And I'm used to the hair loss. So I started using wigs and trying to basically cover my head because I had so many pieces missing or areas that were very open with, you know, showing my hair where it was, like, shorter in some areas. So I used the product, and, you know, I said, my hair feels different, you know, after I blow-dried it. And she said, yeah, not that. So I've done it for the last 3 months at least. And my hair has changed. It's gotten real long. It's past my shoulders. It's 3 inches past my shoulders. And I'm just amazed. And I have gray hair, which I do use rinse on, and which is hard on it as it is. But my hair has really grown back. I'm just amazed by it. Darlene couldn't have introduced me to a better product than her Purity product. I feel that it's something that I should have had a long time ago. A lot of times you go to a salon, most people don't know what to put in your hair. They don't know how to treat medicated hair because we deal with the issues of loss of hair daily. We're on a lot of medication. Not only do I have lupus, I have, you know, just like I said, I've had other ailments over my life, and the medicine could be between 10 to 15 pills a day. I'm just thanking God that it's down to 8 now. And that's a lot of pills to be taking. So, but our product really has helped me. I would suggest it to anybody. Hair loss is not something that women really want to experience with. They don't want to go through that. Sure, I could have went to short hair and dyed it blonde. It would have looked good, but that's not what I really want. I want to have my own hair. My mom had long hair. My twin sister has long hair, even though she enjoys wearing her wigs, very stylish young lady. But I really enjoy the fact that I can sling my own hair.
I understand.
And that's about it. That's about it. I really enjoy the fact that I can put it in a ponytail.
I hear you. Well, Dr. Cooper, first of all, I want to thank you again. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And today we're on the topic of hair loss, and co-hosting with me is Darlene Alexander. Now, she is the vice president of Heavenly Essence, Inc., the creators of Purity Hair Care Products. And Darlene's website is heavenlyessence.net. So, of course, you can reach her there. Now, we have on the line with us today Dr. Darlene Cooper, who is herself battling with the effects of hair loss due to, apparently taking medication over the years, and this has been something that has affected you. Dr. Cooper, tell us a little bit on how it has affected the people around you, if at all.
Most people who know me, I'm much in the limelight. I am a musician at the church, and my dad's church, I was raised in his church, and a musician, minister of music, and people notice you because you're up front. They notice I had different hairstyles every Sunday, it seemed like, because of the fact that I was losing my hair. But I didn't really let anybody know. I was cutting it, trimming it, trying to make it even out, you know, and it was affecting my my esteem a little bit, losing hair like that.
How so?
Because I, like I say, I'm on the stage. I'm a gospel singer. And I really didn't like the fact that I had to start putting on a wig. But wigs are stylish. I commend anyone that can really wear them every day. But when you know that where you've been and you've had to walk in and you're trying to look as best you can and not have a fake facade, you know, it does affect you mentally, the hair loss. When you wake up and see your pillow full of hair, when you just want to merely just wash your hair and let it dry, and then you comb it out, and there's a pile of hair looking at you like, whose is that, you know, but it came out of your comb. It does affect you. There's always another way to skin a cat. I can always keep trimming my hair and making it look even or whatever, but it came a time where I couldn't even put it in a ponytail. And that really got to me. And the medications kept coming. I had other changes in my body. They were not regular. I had to adjust to. But the hair loss was a key thing that really subject me to really have a little bit of low esteem. Women like to look beautiful. I know we're beautiful from the inside out. But what's on the inside should reflect on the outside. And when you don't have that control, it really puts you in a bad situation.
Well, thank you for taking a moment to share that with us, Dr. Cooper. Now, are you currently being treated for hair loss? I understand that because of the medications and the different ailments, so they may not be treating you specifically for the hair loss, is that the case?
No, they're not. They're not treating me for the hair loss. But I'm really thankful that I was able to meet Darlene. I changed churches and I met her, and she always looks so beautiful, her hair, everything, just shiny, just like mine used to be. And but we, I sponsored her at my home to have a wig party for her. So she does sell wigs too. She caters to alopecia patients as well, to build their esteem, and those who want to just accent what they already have. So I wanted to accent what I had, but when she came, she brought some products with her, and I started getting more interested in the products than the wigs. And,
well, listen, I want to just take a moment right now to thank Darlene as well for being with us today. Darlene, you've done such a great job. Was there anything you wanted to add to that?
Actually, you know, with Dr. Cooper, it's been a pleasure, you know, working with her. And I do believe the reason why the products work so well, because they help to clarify. They're clarifying. So they actually help to help strip the medications from the hair and scalp. And that's why I believe she's seen such great results.
Well, I want to thank you so very much. And I want to take a moment to thank you both for being with us today, right here on the Hair Radio Show. And we want you to keep it for you guys out there listening. We want to ask our fans of the show to keep it right here at Hair Radio so that we can keep you informed of any breakthroughs in the way of hair loss. And we know that this is just a couple of stories, and there's so many different stories to tell across the spectrum of hair loss. And we will be bringing to you some of those experts and some of those stories that can help you yourself with what you're dealing with out there in the way of hair loss. But as with everything we've said, make sure to go and see your physician for any kind of treatment of hair loss on any level. And for you guys, thank you again, Dr. Cooper and Darlene, for being with us and doing such a great job today. Thank you for being with Hair Radio.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry. And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with The Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Thursday morning, February 17th. I'm Terry Hines, and it's our show number 674. I want to kind of go ahead and get that out as we march towards our 700th broadcast, and we're so excited. Today's been an awesome show, I just have to say. It's just been incredible. We have been doing a lot on hair loss talk and making it an unofficial trichology day. Coming up in about 10 minutes from now, a little less than 10 minutes, we've got Cade, who is a trichologist, and he's going to talk a little bit more about hair loss, and I love his subject today, how to feel comfortable on talking about hair loss. You guys just heard from a wonderful lady, a doctor who is experiencing hair loss, and she was talking about it, and you see why this is so important. So we're waiting for Cade to weigh in on that. So you definitely want to stay tuned. So that's 8:30 New York time, 7:30 Central. It'll be Kate with Mr. Trichology. I want to turn back to a gentleman you guys just heard him. He's just an awesome addition to the Hair Radio lineup. His name is Press Clay, and we're so excited. We did a little hot seat intro this morning, and he's been kind of giving us, checking in with us on the weather updates today. So let me bring back to the line Mr. Press Play, good morning. I'm going to be teasing you about this. I'm hitting the play button right now. Good morning, and welcome again to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, it's awesome to have you with us. Yeah, so we know that you have a few more cities to get to, so I'm going to let you get to work. Press Play, take it away.
All right, so your weather today for your extra cities in Nashville, Tennessee, we have thunderstorms likely with some very hot, heavy rain, perhaps severe during the afternoon hours, some damaging winds, large hail, and possibly a tornado with some storms. So be careful out there. You got a low of 58 and a high of 71. Some medium-high winds, so expect around 1 to 2 inches of rain, okay? Chicago, Illinois,
wow.
Periods of snow and high winds throughout the day and evening with a low of 12 and a high of 34. Not much going on there, but just stay warmer. And Phoenix, Arizona, talking about staying warm, sunny throughout the day with a high of 68 and clear skies at night with a low of 43. Such so beautiful out there.
Yes.
Now we're going to move on to some international cities because I know we have international
cities.
So.
We should shout out our international folks. Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
go right
absolutely.
Ahead.
Absolutely. South Africa, it's going to be windy with a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 83. Medium high winds. Clear skies throughout the evening, gusty winds with a low of 61. So it's not bad. It's just a little windy. Rome, Italy, sun and clouds mixed with light winds with a high of 63. Mostly cloudy skies in the evening will become partly cloudy after midnight with a low of 44. In Toronto, Canada, we have rain mixed with snow for the afternoon. Some sleet or freezing rain possible, so please be careful out there. If you don't have to go anywhere, I wouldn't. Morning high of 44, cloudy with the snow, medium winds, low of around 15. You can expect around 5 to 8 inches of snow. All right.
Wow.
So I am Press Play, and this has been your weather update with the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned with more great stories with Carrie Hines, and we will have more weather for you soon.
All right. Awesome. Awesome, Press Play. Thank you for that. By the way, I love Toronto, Canada, for you folks who have not been there yet. It looks a lot like New York City. So Press Play, it looks a lot like New York City. And this is not a put down. I'm in New York, but it's a little bit cleaner than we are here. So, in the streets. I love Toronto. We love the folks up there. They were just awesome. And I'll fill you in on some of those wonderful places. I've had a chance to have a big travel career, so I'll be sharing that with our amazing fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show in days to come throughout your amazing and incredible weather report. Great job today. Welcome to the team. I think you did an awesome job.
Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate
that. So I'm going to press
have a great
the
day,
pause
everybody.
Button today. you're going to get a whole bunch of these press button jokes as we go along. So, again, welcome to the family. We'll see you back here tomorrow. You're, like, hitting us with the mid-show update. So we'll see you about, like, 7:30 New York time for the folks out in Central. That's about 6:30, you know, in the morning. You tune in. You'll catch Press Play Live with us on the show. And coming up in just a couple minutes, we have the incredible Cade making his he made his come a little bit more about what he's got in store today. We were saying about the comfortable, you know, subject of hair loss, talking about it and all that. So we'll have him to straighten us out. Stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning. We'll take a little bit of music break. We'll be right back. Stay with us for a lot more to get to this morning. Just stay with us, folks. We'll see what... Oh, there we go.
Rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, folks, it is Thursday morning, February 17th of 2022. We have just a whole bunch of moving parts here this morning. Just want to say thank you so much You guys, that was the SOS band from a Throwback Thursday. It is TBT Thursday, of course, Throwback Thursday. So we're so excited and had to toss that on for you. Coming up right now, and I'm bringing to the line, this is a gentleman who has been a big supporter of the Hair Radio Morning Show for quite a while. He's been with us over the recent years, and we're super, super excited to have him back with his show on Thursdays, 8:30 New York time, 7:30 Central. It's the one and only Mr. Trichology, Mr. Socialite himself. We're talking about Cade from out in Kansas. Good morning, Cade, and welcome back. Welcome. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Listen, we've been playing a lot of, you know, I've called it Trichology Day. And so we've been featuring a lot of trichologists this morning on the broadcast and talking about the subject of hair loss. I think every Thursday this has become a big thing for us. So I want to kind of lead in with that with you today. But before we get to that, I want to take a moment on a program note. I just wanted to say, we got a lot of folks tuned in, and I'm shouting out all of our listeners. We got them all over the place listening in this morning. But I wanted to officially say thank you while everybody is tuned in. Cade is one of the incredible folks who helped to make the connection to introduce us to Mr. Press Play, who did such just an outstanding job today on the Hair Radio Morning Show, making his official debut on the broadcast. So thank you, Mr. Cade from out in Kansas. Thank you, sir.
Oh, my God, Carrie. Yes, I thank you for having me back, and I'm excited to introduce Prez to you.
Yeah, yeah. And, I think he's going to do just fine.
Oh, yes. And he does a great job for me. I love his commercial. Well, you play it on the air. Play the commercial that he does for my clinic, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And then again.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
great
again,
job.
I just. And the guests you had on today, the doctors. How fantastic they were touching on trichology.
Yeah.
And we're missing out on that here in the United States. And the more doctors that we have on board to support trichologists and to support what we do, to have these doctors on the air is absolutely amazing. Because
yes, I agree. Let's roll it back a little bit for the folks who are just tuning.
Open
up. Can you hear me, Cade? Let's take it back a little bit and give the folks a little bit more of an introduction on trichology. I apologize. I think everybody, you know, may not be aware. And so we're in the hair business, so we know trichology real well. But for you guys out there, you know, so there may be some folks joining us for the first time today. So just for their benefit, how do you explain trichology in the Mr. Trichology way, Mr. Cade?
Well, I think your first guest that had 40 years, Emerson, Dr. Emerson.
Yes, yes.
And then we had
first or second.
Darlene Cooper.
Right.
They were on. They pretty much summed it up how it goes from the inside out. And they're talking about autoimmune and autoimmune disorders. And then the medications they have to take and things, and just taking it from the inside out. And trichology is the study of hair and scalp disorders. But people need to understand we are what we eat. And what we put in our mouth is all we get. What these two women just talked about this morning on the air, and then also addressing their own issues, and being medical professionals, it speaks so much about our profession and how little people know about this, and they're even reaching out, and then they're now studying it from the inside out. and their understanding. And for us, you know, like they were also said, going to your hairdresser. People opening up about their hair loss usually happens right behind the chair first. Like when you're at your hairstylist, you're going to say, does my hair look thinner to you this month? Or do you notice this or do you notice that? And they don't even ask their own doctor. But having those two wonderful women on this morning and them talking about their own experiences and having a medical background, it speaks bounds for our profession and how we are so specialized in just that. And having them on our side is amazing because just last month in the UK, they passed a law to where trichologists, by the way, trichology started in the United Kingdom in 1902. And now they can actually prescribe. Of course, within their lanes, they can't give you something for anti-anxiety. But
and that's not here in the States. Let me just make that clear. That's not in America.
No, in the United States, no. No, we can hardly talk to a dermatologist. They don't even really hardly like us.
Yeah.
Because these
but
two
you
girls,
know what?
But Kate, these two girls, they know.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. And but you, I have to give you guys some credit though, because the trichologist that we had on today, we had a few folks that are all friends and supporters to Kate and Mr. Trichology and our entire show here. But what I love about all of the trichologists that we've had on is that they care. They work in tandem with the professionals. It's not a me versus them. And I have to say this every Thursday because it's very, very important. What you said
yes.
is correct, Kate. You said first it's established or it's noticed usually behind the chair, meaning that the hairstylist usually picks up on it first, of course, or that's where they might get the question first about the hair loss. Most clients, you know, the hairstylist clients or customers don't necessarily come in the shop and say, oh, you know, I need to go to that trichologist. Usually trichology is still, you know, we're making it more known and better known. It's known a lot in the professional community side, but we want the clients to know so that they can recognize when it's necessary to contact a trichologist. So
yes.
I think this helps.
Well, and even hairstylists don't know. It's very rare
often,
to find
yeah.
a trichologist. And so
yeah,
being your own self in your own little, like you said, in Kansas, it's really crazy because
yeah.
a lot of hairstylists. So I've started a program to where I'm going around and visiting different doctors' clinics and
yeah.
visiting the medical spas.
Wow.
Going into hair salons and talking about it.
The personal care place,
so
as we call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and if they don't, well, and the way I'm explaining is like, if your client's losing their hair, and you know, there's so many hair care products out there that say they're going to grow hair and this and that. But like the two doctors were talking before, we have to take it at a multi-therapeutical approach. I
mm-hmm.
think the last guest that was on, she talked that she was on 18 medications and now she's down to 8
yeah,
or 14
yeah.
and then down to 8.
Yeah, she was on a lot.
I was taking some notes real sloppily here in my hotel room, but she, oh, I came to REO Speedwagon concert last night.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to remind the folks about that. We'll put that on the website for you guys. But, Kate, I have to ask you a little bit about this because this is important. You've got folks out there who are combating hair loss on a regular basis. You've got men and women. And I have to say, it's been really devastating for women. And I want to talk a little bit. I'm going to take the mic from you for a second because I want to share this with everybody. Here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, I've been looking and reviewing this whole discussion about alopecia, which is just a fancy way to say hair loss. But I've been looking at alopecia over the years. And so much that I came out with my own product line, as you guys know, Carapy, and you have some out there, Kate, as well. But before I started my product line, I really wanted to hear from everybody. And the thing that I noticed most was that the subject of this particular alopecia was not as promulgated, was not as promoted out there as I would feel comfortable with, which to me was, if you look at the other side of it, it would have contributed to the so many issues that we're having in this community about hair loss. So I decided then, as I decided way back in 1995, to focus on not just hairstyling, but the side of educating folks about hair loss and all of that as well. And one of the big things was that traction alopecia, I wanted to make that the mantle, the mantra, if you will, for this broadcast, the foundation. I wanted to build this broadcast on talking and communicating about this particular subject, because a lot of the alopecias, even on some of the things we mentioned earlier on the broadcast, those are alopecias too, and quite a bit of them were internal alopecias so much. And that's great too. We love any kind of talk on hair loss and helping folks to navigate. And that's what your piece is on today in your presentation, Kate, and that's fantastic. In addition to that, I just want to let folks know we are dedicating or rededicating ourselves to this great topic. And so we're going to take some time on Thursdays and talk a lot more about this and, you know, really, you know, help the folks to be more educated, whether it's young folks, because we feel that, you know, they're a big part of this whole operation. That's how the future changes. If you want to change tomorrow's message today, then start with these, you know, the next generation or two, and I think you'll accomplish that. So we're going to talk a whole bunch more about this as we kind of go along, and it just means a lot for me to say. So, to say this. So, Kate, welcome. We're going to take a little commercial break, Kate, and when we come back, I want to talk to you. We're going to put you on a hot seat with some more talk on trichology. So I want you to stay
awesome.
With us. We'll take a little bit commercial break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Oh, man. It was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything. The beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far to, I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life. And it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through able to continue to build and go forth.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It is Thursday morning. It's February 17th of 2022. It's about 8:46 New York time. So out in the central time zone, so that would include Kansas, it's about 7:46, at this time out there in central. So let me bring back to the line the incredible Cade, who has been helping us on Thursdays between 8:30 and 9 New York time, 7:30 and 8, out in Central with Mr. Trichology. And this is really, today we're having a chance. Kate, we're talking about some of the things that we had on earlier today. We're talking about some of the guests. It was a little bit of a surprise for folks. And also, let me just lead in with this. You guys just heard, that was Captain Smash that you heard, who was just talking about how her life has changed because of Hair Radio. She's going to be with us live at 8 o'clock New York time on Friday morning. So tomorrow morning, she's back with us at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss Captain Smash. She has a big response to some of the fans' talk out there. So, Cade, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing great. It's great to have you with us, sir. So that was a little bit of a little commercial break, some wonderful things. And the work that we've done at Hair Radio has touched so many lives, as you just heard. And so I'm so excited and it's glad, you know, we're glad to have you with us. And that's part of the conversation that we were having a little earlier in your segment, because people are not comfortable talking about hair loss. And you've got men who may be a little bit, you know, because I think even Dr. Pranique James had talked about this before, too, where men might be, you know, we are a little bit more comfortable on talking about it, perhaps, than women might be. And so what do you say to that? And why do you think people are so uncomfortable on the subject of hair loss?
Well, what I've realized is that, like, a lot of men, well, men can start experiencing hair loss as early as like 18,
uh-huh.
and in their into their early 30s. I mean, 55% of men by their early 30s are experiencing hair loss. A lot of them, when they're young, they just kind of accept it and start shaving their head. And then you have the guys that are like, I don't know what to say. Like, one of my patients that I have, he's 45, but he's really super concerned about it. And he just signed up for a whole program to get in and go all the way. Some of the younger guys, they're just like, oh, well, I'll just accept it. Women, however, it really affects them. And like the previous guests were talking about, it really affected her and how, you know, and if you're a performer or you have to get up in front of people. And, like, the girl that performs at her church, she was talking about, and how uncomfortable she was just getting up in front of her church. And for her to find a program, and not one program fits everyone. Program fits everyone. She found something that worked for her, and if they're taking it at a multi-therapeutical level from the inside out, and that's going to help them grow their hair. And that's the thing about Trichology, is that we have to take it. I mean, sometimes we have to refer them to nutritionists. I have a pharmacist on my team. I have a nutritionist on my team. I have a doctor on my team. And then, like, one of the previous guests, Emerson, I believe, was on this morning.
Yeah, Dr. Emerson.
She
said, she's been on many times.
Yes. She talked about the psychological effects and how that can affect. And it can. And so sometimes you can mistake, like you were talking about traction alopecia.
Right.
So when we're talking about traction, we're talking about the tight locks. We're talking about
Or, exactly. Or any of that. Scalp. And it's not just the locks. I want to say that because we don't want to offend anybody. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Locks
that.
Can.
Because,
yeah, locks.
After our segment.
Braids.
After our segment. After our
yeah,
segment.
Locks, braids, all of. Right, Kate, locks, braids, all of that. Any of that that when the hair is too tight, and particularly
yes.
around the hairline as well. Is where
but
you
I
start. You may notice it first.
I really appreciated
also, glad,
last week.
Yeah, Kate, hold
last
on a moment.
Thursday,
I want to say this to everybody. Kate, hold on one moment. I want to say this to everybody, and I want this to be clear. Folks, it's not just with the tight braids and cornrows and all of that that contributes to or can cause, let me just make it real clear, alopecia of this sort, which is traction alopecia, we call it. It's also, even if you wear the ponytails, you think you're safe
oh,
every day wearing
absolutely.
That hair in the ponytail. Listen,
yes,
folks, it can
it
still.
And
yeah,
I'll
can,
tell you another thing that can be
that,
mistaken. It's called trichotillomania.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's when people sit and they just pull their hair. And I will ask
right,
someone,
but that's,
I'll be
that's
like,
one of
do you
Kate,
sit and pull your
yeah.
hair? And they
exactly.
say no. But I can clearly put them as
well, before you move away from
as
that, I do
Darlene
want to say that that's
was
one.
Talking about.
Right. But that is one that is more you have to – that needs to be – something that's managed with a psychologist or psychiatrist
yes,
or in that
absolutely.
Realm. That's important.
Yeah.
And there are folks who do suffer from that. So we want to make sure that this
yes. –
there's about – honestly,
so
I mean, there's
clear.
A good – there are dozens and dozens and dozens of alopecias out there. So that's why I wanted to highlight traction because it's one that is overlooked often. So, Cade – I love your exuberance and your excitement to share with everybody. We're going to get you in early from those concerts as we start to move along because I could tell you enjoyed yourself last night, Mr. Cade.
Oh, my God,
Cade
we had so much fun.
He went out to the REO C-Wagon concert out there, and he just had a ball, I can tell. So, listen, we love
you
here at the show. You're doing a great job, okay? And,
absolutely.
You know... Yeah, you're doing a good job. And we're going to be packed in the car, and we're going to be riding out to Kansas like the hillbillies did out to Beverly Hills when we come to visit Cade at his
wonderful studio. I know we're
wonderful
doing the show
studio.
From my house this summer. We'll be doing the show from my pool this summer, I guarantee you.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'll
we're
have it ready
hold
for
you,
you.
To it. Yes, we're going to hold you to it. So listen,
we'll just
folks,
get the whole
we're going to continue
together.
This to, yes, we will. We're going to continue this discussion on trichology as we move along. It is something that is important to us, and we're just getting started. So, don't forget that. We'll take a little break, and we'll get started on our outro. Cade, so next week, when we come back next week, we're going to start with a whole new countdown for Mr. Trichology. So I'm excited, and we'll have more on my passion talk for traction alopecia and how it can help and educate and change the lives of so many as well. So we'll talk about that. And then don't forget, on Friday for next, I'm sorry, tomorrow's show, Friday tomorrow, Captain Smash will be back with us. You don't want to miss her. She is truly an enjoyable guest. So she'll be on at 8 o'clock tomorrow, 7 o'clock Central Time Zone. And also, coming back on Tuesday, let's just say it, we are so happy we're going to have with us on Tuesday Miracle Doctor. We've been talking about him throughout these shows. He's the one that helped the Gorilla Glue Girl to solve her problem. So, yeah, he was on our show last year. We're revisiting him after a year. He's coming back. We're talking about Beverly Hills surgeon, Dr. Obeng, the miracle doctor himself, the one who rescued
Can
the Gorilla Glue Girl,
too?
Will be back with us on Tuesday morning, so do not miss it. This Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock New York time, 7 o'clock Central, Dr. Obeng, again, the Gorilla Glue Miracle Doctor, will be with us. You don't want to miss his reappearance on the show. I want to know what the Gorilla Glue Girl is doing these days. Did her hair fall out? Has she had any headaches or problems? I want to know everything. And I also want to,
you know,
Dr. Obeng was very popular, Cade. He was very, very popular on the show. Yeah, he's a very, very popular guy.
Can I talk to him personally? I just want to kind of talk to him.
We'll
kind of fun.
All that stuff out. Listen, we're going to get, Cade, I'm going to get you a cup of this. We call it a cup
morning
of this.
Coffee.
Okay, we'll see you back here. Next week we'll see you back here. What am I doing next week? We'll see you on tomorrow's show, 6 o'clock in the morning for the next edition, All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you so much. I'm Carrie Hines. Here's our outro. Make it a good Thursday, everybody. Bye.
God bless everyone.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's a program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys now. It's at Rugged Evolution. Now, Rugged Evolution Beard Care is the actual name of the company. Rugged Evolution Beard Care makes a complete line. I love their products. Go to www.ruggedevo.com for more details. Again, that's ruggedevo, that's EVO.com for complete details on their products. Also, StimulatingRoots.com. Now, Stimulating Roots is a hair product growth system for women, for everybody, really. And how they spell it, I love this, is R-U-T-Z. Get amazing hair products that supports healthy hair. And I say the secret is in their name, Stimulating Roots. That's really it. That's what actually grows the hair. Now, we're also taking a moment. Go to their site, StimulatingRoots.com. Again, it's spelled R-U-T-Z is how they spell Roots.com. Now, we're also thanking our entire advertising and promotions family for introducing our show fans to their great products and services. And you will find many of them right here in our website store at www.hairadio.com. That's hairradio.com, spelled with just one R. Now, it's also been our honor to welcome